today we are joined by Rosie. Rosie, you got to tell me, who did you choose to review for this week?
So I reviewed Somber's album, I Barely Know Her.
Okay, and Somber has had a huge year. We have had so many songs on our station. I've only heard like his three hits though. Is that kind of how the whole album sounded, or was it different vibes?
Yeah, unfortunately it wasn't really my thing just because all the songs sounded the same.
Yeah.
But I have to say, like, 12 to 12 is honestly one of my favorite songs, even though it's one of like the big songs. Like, there's a reason it's a big one.
Yeah, I have been obsessed with 12 to 12. I need to check out this whole album, but you're telling me it kind of sounds the same. Do you think there's more like breakout hits on there, or do you think we've heard everything we need to hear?
From this album, I think we've heard everything we need to hear. It all has the same kind of vibe of like heartbreak and like indie pop and soft rock. It all kind of sounds the same to me. I would be so excited though if he released another album and try to do like a different sound and like try to switch it up a lot. I think that would be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what's to come for Somber. One thing that I'm a fan of is I think he's a funny guy. He makes me laugh with some of the videos. Mm-hmm. What do you think of him? What do you guys think of this? He is like very vocal about stuff.
I don't really like him.
You don't like him?
Yeah.
He makes me laugh.
I'm not gonna go into my full truth, but I just think that there's some things that I don't like about him as an individual.
Okay.
I don't hate his music. I like that song 12 to 12.
Yeah.
Love it, actually.
Yeah.
There's something about Somber.
There's something. And Somber was up for Best New Artist last night, and we are going to come back in just a moment, talk all about his performance. Last night was the Grammy Awards. Somber was up for Best New Artist, and all of the Best New Artists actually performed last night. Rosie, did you see Somber's performance?
Yes, I did. But
thoughts?
I have a lot of opinions on it.
I'm excited to hear.
I thought it was actually very boring and he could have done a better job. I'm sorry.
I was not impressed. I thought he looked good. I will say I did like his outfit.
I liked the outfit a lot, actually.
But, yeah, I was hoping for more. I think he tried like moonwalking at one point. There was some crazy.
You go.
Well, I thought that he was the first like Best New Artist performance that I'd saw, and I was like, oh, maybe since they're all like Best New Artists or something, they just gave them like plain stages. And then I saw Addison Rae's and I was like, okay, so that's not the case. Like, you could have done more. It was just so plain to me.
And some of those performances were insane. I mean, that category was stacked. We had Addison Rae, Cat's Eye, Leon Thomas, Olivia Dean, Somber, Alex Warren. Am I missing anyone there? Just about everybody.
I don't think so.
It was a crazy category. I want to know, who did you want to win Best New Artist out of those?
I really like Addison Rae. I know that's so controversial here, but it's between Addison Rae and Cat's Eye.
Yes.
Okay.
And their performances were so cool. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Cat's Eye yet? I love how they were all back to back, and as soon as Addison Rae ended, Cat's Eye started, and you could literally see Addison Rae like walking out behind them, like as it was going.
Yeah,
it was
she's
so
like skipping
cool.
off in the background.
Yes, I am obsessed with it, and I don't know. Olivia Dean took home the prize of Best New Artist, which I'm not mad about.
Mad either. I like her songs.
Yeah, I know Elizabeth has a little bit of mixed opinions on her.
Yeah, I just don't know about that girl yet, but I really liked her performance yesterday, so I think tides are turning.
Mm-hmm. I will say she's growing on me a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
same.
Something about seeing her perform, and she is just such a happy girl.
Yeah.
She's always looks so happy. It's like contagious happy. Like, I love it.
Oh my gosh. Going back to the Somber performance, the funniest part of it to me was that he went into the crowd to like riz up two people, and the two people he chose was just like, I don't know if he met them backstage. It just felt like an odd group of people. He went up to Queen Latifah, and who was the other person?
Oh, I don't know.
She presented
silly.
Dochi.
Yeah.
He went up to like Dochi and danced with her, and then danced with Queen Latifah, and then like went back on stage. And I was like, why were those two your choices? Like, I'm just confused. Like, I don't know what he has to do. But like, maybe he met them backstage and was like,
hopefully,
besties. I don't know.
At least Somber sang 12 to 12 in his performance.
Yes.
I'm happy he at least chose that one.
Yeah, same.
Excited for new music from Somber. Excited to see where he goes.
Right.
Yeah.